Welcome to the second season of Goals Do Come True, the show that takes a deep dive into the systems and processes that help turn your business goals into reality. Hosted by me, Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. If you like what you hear today, please remember to share the love by liking, sharing, and reviewing the show. It helps spread the word to others looking for help with their goals. Anyway, let's crack on. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett. Today, I am joined by Dr. Doreen Rivers. She's known as River, so I need to remember that. She has an undergraduate degree in creative writing, a PhD in business management, investment banking and general contractor licenses, and a few other degrees and certifications in between. She is the CEO of Alpha 81 Incorporated. That's an Arizona-based firm successfully supporting corporate innovations, expansions, and exits in software, technology, medical, life, health sciences, education, and other industries. So she does a lot of stuff. So I am so chuffed to have her on this episode because we're going to pick her brains on goals and goal setting, and I'm going to come up with something. She's going to tell us a little bit more about her stuff, her book, Brain to Bank, which I think is quite important. Well, it's one of the most important things, actually, because we're all in business to make money. We've all got stuff in our head that we need to get out. And if we can make it put money in the bank, then that's just brilliant. So, River, thank you very much for joining me from across the pond. We're both 9 quick starts, apparently, which means that we flitter from thing to thing to thing, which you could probably tell by the introduction from all the things that she does. But River, fill in what I've missed out there. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate being on the show. Thank you for the invitation. There's actually a lot of personal things in the book. I felt it was relevant to tell stories about how you get there, and I think everybody has those. I think the most important stories really are the ones of what didn't go right, because that's where we learn our lessons, and that's where we get better the next time we do it. I like to say that if you learn from your mistakes, I must be the smartest person in the world, because I've made so many. But learning from them is the name of the game. There's a section in the book called Another Episode in the Drama Series, I Didn't See It Coming. And it's all about the companies I've worked with over the last 30 years. I've worked with startups for almost my entire life. Through that, I luckily got to learn from other people's mistakes and pass those on to other companies. But companies will hire me to come in and actually start their company. I've actually come in so early in the game that I've named their company. That's really fun because that's creative. But it's really about systems and processes and setting yourself up for success. And I have found that 80% of businesses really are the same. The structure and how you work with people and all those things seem to be continuously the same regardless of the industry. And then there's 20% that is industry specific. And you learn the nuances of what that industry really is all about, and you implement that and plug that in. But that 80% really is mostly what the book's about and how to get that down. I found over the years that people just really have great ideas and they have no idea how to make that into a business. I've worked with engineers that have created the most incredible products, and they're so excited to create this thing that's going to move on its own with remote control or whatever it is. They're so excited. They jump in and they create it, but they don't have a business structure in which to sell it. So all they really have is a cool idea. They don't have a business. And so Brain to Bank addresses that and tells you, okay, you have a great idea. You might even have a cute little gizmo sitting on your desk. Now, what are you going to do with it? Well, let's make it available because you made it because other people need it. So let's give it to them. How do we do that? And so the book's about that. And it's about the lessons learned about how to do it and then how to not do it. And I've spent my career learning all of that, and I finally decided it was time to pass it on. So here it is.
That's the thing. And I think that in itself is a very, very important part. And one of the reasons when I saw your bio, I thought, yeah, I need to have you on the podcast, because the second season is all about taking things to the next level. You know, we've discussed in the first series goals and goal setting and how people do it. And there's a constant in there, you know, about how people put their goals together, and, you know, fact that you need to write them down and they need to be smart. That's all the way through is a constant. But this next step is, yeah, the how-tos for, you know, for your idea to turn it into something that's going to make some money. So I like that. Brain to bank. We're going to make sure that the, you know, the details are in the show notes so people can get that. I think that's going to be a useful piece of kit. I would have already have got it if we hadn't sort of connected last week and, you know, we're doing our podcast this week, because I do like to have, you know, something on the go on a regular basis. And I think brain to bank sounds like the perfect filler for that sort of thing. So I'm going to report back after I've got myself a copy. But what are the things that people should avoid potentially? You know, what are your constants? Like, oh, please don't do that. Whatever you do, please don't do that.
Well, you know, it goes back to my original statement of how people jump in and they just want to start creating whatever they're doing, especially if they're the creative type, which most people are. It starts with really thinking it through. And it starts with, why are you doing this? Well, I'm doing it because I need money. Well, why do you need money? Well, because I have kids and they need to go to college. Why do they need to go to college? I mean, you got to really dig deep and figure out why you're doing it. People don't buy your product. They actually buy you and why you're doing it and why you created this. They buy that. And so you need to be really clear about why are you doing this? And then you need to do exactly what you talked about. A business is nothing more than a whole bunch of goals, and you just do them in sequence, and you realize what it is you need to do, and then you work toward that, and you work toward the next one. And another word for that in the business world, it is a business plan. And people think that, oh, I know what I'm doing, I'm just going to start. Well, you know, maybe you do and maybe you don't. A business plan forces you to think about, who's your target audience? And you can build a product two ways. You can build a really cool thing that you love, and then you can try to figure out how to sell it to people. Or you can do the research and you can find out what people need, and you create that and fill that need. Well, which one of those do you think is easier? Obviously, you're going to create something people need because they're just going to buy it. To try and educate them as to why they need it is another step in the selling process. So if you have to do that, sometimes you do have to do that. But most of the time, I would avoid that and find out what people need and start there. But a business plan forces you to think about, what is this product? Who is it for? And if you build a product that you think is for everybody, then nobody is going to buy it. So get a niche market. Be the big fish in the small pond. Serve that niche market and serve it well and be on top of it and be first if you can. And you're off and running, but you got to know who that is first. Business plan forces you to think through all of that. And then you get your action steps into play. One of the things Brain to Bank does is that it teaches you certain elements of what you need for your business. And then at the end of each chapter, action accelerators, and it gives you a list of things to do. You've just learned all these things. Now, do your business plan, figure out your target market. It'll tell you what you need to think about and what you need to define for yourself so that you're clear. You know, I'm not going to read these and I'm not going to grade them. This is for you. You will get better every time you read a chapter and do what it says to do. And it'll move you forward exponentially as compared to people who think they know it all and just jump in. Why wouldn't you want to be the best? So do it the right way. And they're all just what you're talking about on all your podcasts. They're all about setting that goal. And then what is the action step to actually get that goal accomplished? the book is written that way to help you do that. Think through it, do it, put it into action and then move to the next step. So it's your whole goal thing, Doug. And life for me is just, it's all about goals. And if you're not thinking down the future, then you're stuck in the past.
Yeah. There were a couple of bits and pieces in there that I was thinking, yeah, there's so many people out there that haven't worked out that there aren't enough hours in the week at the price that they want to charge to make any kind of living out of what it is that they want to do. You know, they've just, it's like, well, I can make 20 quid, $20. And it's like, right, okay, to make a living, you need to sell, you know, to make 50,000 bucks, you need to sell 2,500 of these things, you know? And it's just like, well, that's not going to work if, you know, it takes you a day to sell one thing, you know? So, and I think so very often people actually haven't gone to the basics on that. They've got this idea, they go ahead and then haven't really thought it through. So I think, yeah, brain to bank then, and also having a checklist to check. You know, we all love checklists because it demonstrates a degree of progress, doesn't it? You know, if you can tick things off, I mean, how many people write things on their to-do list that they've just done that wasn't on there just so that they can tick it off? So I love that also, having a bit of a...
Or you find that you did something that day that wasn't on your list, you write it down so you can check it off.
Yeah, absolutely. Really great. Yeah, absolutely. I got 10 things done today. Yeah, okay. But you added 8 of them. You haven't done any of the ones that were there to start with. You just, you know, got distracted. No, that's cool. So, and you like goals then, obviously, because that's how we, you know, that's how we make the money. Do you have any big, hairy, audacious goals going on in your life at the moment, aside from getting brain to bank out there in the world?
Yeah, it's funny you would ask that. I'm leaving in 2 weeks to go hike Kilimanjaro. So
awesome.
I was on safari there in October, and I was in a small plane. I kept flying over Kilimanjaro. I'm thinking two things. One, this has been on my bucket list, my goal list, since 1992. Right. And two, you ain't getting any younger. So I came home and I signed up, and I've been training for going on 9 months, and I'm leaving in 2 weeks to do that. And that's a personal goal. But, you know, those kinds of accomplishments, Doug, they filter over into your business life and your personal life. And it's all about setting the goal. It's about getting ready to accomplish it. It's about grit and determination. And it's about, don't tell me no. If I get there on my hands and knees, I'm going to get there. And that translates over in every part of your life. So if you can accomplish that on an adventure like this, that translates into your business, and making sure that when those obstacles come, which they do and inevitably, you'd go, okay, I'll figure this out, because you know how to figure it out. And so they're all interconnected. In addition to that, I'm working on a new technology, a biohealth application. And then I'm getting ready to write another book. And then I have another kind of a neuroscience project I'm working on. So that's it for me for the 2023, which is almost half over.
Hello, I hope you don't mind me interrupting this episode. Just wanted to tell you about one of my other businesses, which is DB Wealth Planning and Preservation. We do cash flow modeling, lifestyle financial planning, and wills and trusts. So if that's something that's on your agenda, if you want to see what your future looks like well ahead of the game, then pop over to my website, dbwpp.co.uk, and we'll help you create your future and protect your assets. So that's dbwpp.co.uk. Anyway, let's go back to the podcast. Yeah. I mean, it is, isn't it? It's like, what, the 16th of May, and we've got, yes. You're going to love Kilimanjaro. You're going to love it. I did it a few years back. You've got all the seasons in, you know, the period that you're walking it up there and back down again. It's, yeah, you're going to have a phenomenal experience in that respect.
I'm taking my vinyl poster I had made and it's ready to roll up in my backpack to go, and it says younger every year.
And perfect.
That's how you live.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I'm totally with you in that respect. Yeah, it's age, this age thing. It's just a number.
What age thing?
Yeah.
We're talking about.
Yeah, right? No. Yeah, no. Again, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Oh, I'm excited for you because Kilimanjaro is a trip and a half. It's, you know, do you know it's a little bit higher than Everest Base Camp?
At 19,300.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's Everest Base? Is it 17?
Yeah. There's not much
it's
in it.
It's just a little bit higher. So my training this weekend is just to get altitude. It's not even about hiking. It's just about getting altitude and that acclimation. And, you know, there's a metaphor for all this, right? For life, for business. It's like you get acclimated and you figure out what you have to do to get ready. Then you go do that.
Yeah, absolutely right.
It's all about keeping your eye on the prize. What is the end goal? What do I need to do to get there? And you just keep that in mind, and then you keep going.
Yeah, well, I've no doubt you're going to complete it.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to, yeah. We'll make sure, well, we are connected now on LinkedIn, so we'll make sure that, you know, we see the photos, and you'll have it done by the time this comes out, I'm sure. So we'll be able to add some kind of footnote in that respect. And you've got the other bits and pieces, as you say, that's going on. But I love the personal stuff. I love the, you know, the personal challenges and the things that we have to prepare ourselves for. But you're right. It's, you know, there's a big plan involved in Kilimanjaro. There's, you know, you've got to work on your fitness. You've got to, you know, so there's steps, and it applies, as you say, to everything that we do in business, in life, in our personal lives. You've got to have a plan, right?
It's about that audacious goal, and it's personal or it's business. I mean, entrepreneurs live that every day, and they thrive on it. And it's we're passionate about pushing ourselves and choosing hard things. I remember a long time ago reading a quote by Mother Teresa when she was serving in India, and she said, "Always choose hardest." And I just thought, boy, if that doesn't explain my life, I don't know what does. You know, and sometimes you're in the middle of it and you're going, why did I choose that? This is really hard. But people who move ahead with these bold goals and audacious ideas, they do choose hardest. And sometimes it looks like you're choosing impossible. But if you're really passionate and you're really gritty about it, you're going to figure it out, and it doesn't matter what other people say. Wayne Dyer used to say, ignore the comments of people who have good intentions. So your family are saying this, or your friends are saying this, and a lot of times it's like, you know, I don't know that you should risk that, or, you know, and that's them talking. That's not them talking about you, really. It's about they're afraid to do it. And yeah. I think fear is at the bottom of what keeps people from doing anything. And you just acknowledge the fear and you go, okay, let's go. And you just go anyway.
Yes.
And it comes down to that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's some good stuff in that. So I'm going to ask you for a river goal setting nugget. So we've not touched on it yet. All right. So it's what the world needs to know, according to River, about goals and goal setting.
It comes down to pushing yourself and choosing ones out of your reach, not impossibly out of your reach, but ones that challenge you. And I think people who are entrepreneurs sort of intuitively do that anyway. But if you're not an entrepreneur, if you choose a goal and you can do it next week, it's too easy. You chose the wrong goal. I think you have to choose something that's out of your reach, but reachable. Then the opportunity is there to grow. And then not if, but when you reach the goal, you're a lot further up on the ladder. And then you choose another one and you keep going. But it comes down to choosing ones that are difficult and knowing that you're capable of doing it When the problems come, you figure it out and you keep going. It's about grit and it's about knowing you can do it. And the more you do that, the more your self-confidence is built and you realize that you can do it. And when those problems come, you go, okay, I'll figure it out. And it doesn't stress you out. You just tackle it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Got to cut your teeth on some of the easier ones, but yeah, always have something big. Now, tell us a bit about your past, because I think there's probably something in there. There's some lessons that you've learned, some opportunities to learn that have come your way from way back. Anything in there that you can go, yeah, that was pivotal?
You know, it really comes down to the fact that my father was a world explorer. I literally grew up on the rivers. He started a river run company running whitewater rivers. I was somewhere for the whole summer living in a tent and sleeping in a sleeping bag for my whole growing up years. There were six kids in our family and I'm 8 years old and I'm on the river and he's coming up and saying it's time to get up and get your stuff together. And you rolled up your own bag and you stuffed your own duffel bag and you dragged it down to the river. And you set up your own camp and you washed your own dishes. And he took me skiing when I was eight for the first time. And we didn't go on the bunny hill. We went on the ski lift and we're coming down and we're standing there. And I'm looking at this great big mountain down there. And he says, see you at the bottom. And he takes off and I'm standing there. I've never skied in my life. And I had to figure out how to get down to the bottom of the mountain. Obviously, you can stay the rest of your life. You can figure out how to do it. And so I had to fend for myself at a very early age. I had my first business at that same age, at age eight, and learned how to be an entrepreneur and create something that all the other kids had lemonade stands. And I thought, well, boring. So my brother and I took ice cube trays and we put Kool-Aid in them. And you freeze them halfway. You have to pay attention because you have to go put the toothpicks in them. And then they become these little baby popsicles. We called them cubesicles. We sold them for 2 cents. Everyone else is selling lemonade for a penny. We had everybody's business by the end of the week because everybody wanted something new and novel. Mm-hmm. And we had thought about it and we created that. And it's kind of been like that my whole life. And I don't think anything's impossible. If I think it, I can do it. Question is, there's so many things I think about now. I have to choose which one I want to put my time on. And so it comes down to that now. But it just, I don't know. I was born adventurous because those were my parents. It never left me. And it translates into business, into life, into personal relationships. It's like, this is awesome. I mean, it comes down to Helen Keller's famous quote, life is an adventure or nothing. And I really, truly live that way. And it comes down from a very early age.
Yeah. Life is an adventure or it's nothing.
Or it's nothing. If it's not an adventure, it's not worth it. It's nothing. So let's make it an adventure.
I love that one. Which is why, of course, you're tackling Kilimanjaro in a couple of weeks.
You see, people say, why are you hiking Kilimanjaro? And the answer is always, because I can.
Yes. And it's there. I've got friends who say to me, Doug, would you like to? And before they say what it is, I say yes. Because, you know, invariably, if somebody's going to ask me to do something and a friend of mine, they know what I'm up to or what I'm prepared to do. So it's like, well, yeah, let's go. Let's go. It doesn't matter what it is. Let's go do it, you know. Right. And I think that's a good philosophy to have. River, it's been an absolute pleasure. I said we're going to make it succinct. We're going to make sure Brain to Bank is available in the show notes for people to download, purchase. And I think everybody that's listening, if you're in the entrepreneurial world, even if you're in already, but if you're thinking about it, I think Brain to Bank sounds like it's going to be the thing, the missing piece in the jigsaw for you to work it out. And there's a checklist so we can tick things off. So that's brilliant. River, have you got anything else, one last thing to share before we bring this show to a close?
I just think if you want to learn more about the book, just go to the website. So it's braintobank.com. Pretty easy. There are free resources there, tons of resources that will help you get your idea out of your head and cash in. So don't miss out on that. But it'll have links to the book. It'll have the resources links, other information just to educate you on it. But I work on the resources all the time and try to keep them updated because I want you to succeed. If you're going to do this, then go do it and win. Don't do it part way and then not get there. So my website is built to help you do that. You can post questions there, whatever you need. But I'd love to see you go out there and get it done.
And I would too.
I didn't know you did Kilimanjaro. That's awesome. What trail did you take?
Oh, I don't know. It was 8 years ago.
The Coca-Cola trail with the huts and stuff?
No, we had... I can't remember what the names of the trails are.
Or Marashu or something or other.
Yeah. Or one with...
There's like five different trails.
Yes. Yeah. There were six of us and we had crazy 20 odd Sherpas helping us, right? They pile on past you, put the tents up, you're cooking your food, you rock in exhausted into the camp. And then it's like, phew, tea's all ready, sit there, go to sleep. Then in the morning, you head off on your trek. They take the camp down, tidy up, wash everything, come past you.
I know they beat you to camp after all that. They're asked to leave and first in. I know.
Yeah. I know. It's just crazy. And that it is the incredible side of things. What we did was, we ended up coming away with hardly anything because, they had all our spare shirts. I think I gave one guy an old mobile phone and then there was a power bank that we had. It's like, right, I'm not going to need this stuff and it's going to be of more value to you than it is to me as a sort of a little gift. So
I'm taking a whole bag of treats over, U.S. treats that they can't get, a whole bag just of that. And obviously I'll just fold it up and it goes in my suitcase on the way home. But
yeah.
It this is not unlike a bicycle race ride called RAGBRAI. It stands for riding across Iowa, and it's 500 miles, and you do it in 7 days, and there are designated segments to it. So this is 62 miles. This is 92. This is 101, and they're all designated. And you end up in these little towns at the end of each day before moving on. It's 500 miles for 7 days. And it's just put one foot in front of the other and pedal. Just put your head down and pedal. And don't even, I was under the false impression that Iowa was this flat cornfield thing. No, it was this.
Yeah.
7 days. And I got to where I would go down the hill and I just wouldn't even look up because I knew it was another hill. And I would just pedal. I put something on my iPod to take my mind off of it. But it's one foot in front of the other and Kilimanjaro plus altitude is the same thing. And you just put one foot in front of the other and you do one day at a time and then you get up the next day and you do that day. I mean, it's just like running a business and setting goals and doing a day at a time. It's not any different.
No.
It's just physical instead of mental, but it takes the same kind of grit and determination to get through every part of that. And it's the same thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I wish you the best of skill. No luck. You've done all the work, the best of skill. Yeah. And you can't know if the altitude's going to get you. There's no like rhyme nor reason to it, but just make sure you drink lots of water.
Yeah, I've heard
That's the thing. Drink lots of water.
How many days was your trip? Were you five or six or what?
We were six. 6 days. Yeah. Four up, two down.
Mine's seven up and two down. It has a 95% success rate because you have time to acclimate.
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, I don't care what route I go. I just want to get there. So tell me which one I should do. And they said, Limosha route. I said, great. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just want to get there.
Yeah. No, good on you. Good on you.
No. Well, this has been a delight.
River, thank you very much for joining me on Goals Do Come True. It's been an absolute blast. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate you having me. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Goals Do Come True. I'm Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. Please remember to subscribe and review on Apple, Google, or Spotify. Visit dougbennett.co.uk for the latest on transforming your life through goals. Happy goal setting. Until next time.